It's a pleasure to be on the podcast.
You're listening to the Greenville Small Business Podcast.
What we offer is what's being focused on in the upstate.
I started this basically to help small businesses in the area.
I've discovered that waste not, want not is a good approach to life.
The dog agrees.
Yeah, apparently.
Enjoy yourselves along the way. Make sure that you take time to stop and smell the roses.
Tell us a little bit about your background. I mean, something obviously prepared you for this.
So I've learned to be a little bit more trusting in myself that I can do this and I can succeed. It's been a journey.
This episode of the Greenville Small Business Podcast brought to you by Active Media, reaching customers with podcasting, telling your story online so you can spend more time running your business.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Greenville Small Business Podcast. You know, I was originally not going to showcase this next guest or their business, you know, because this guest on today's podcast is a farm. And I wasn't going to showcase it, not because it's a farm, but because I recently released an episode of another podcast by the name of the Farmers Market Podcast. And I didn't think it would make sense. But after giving it some thought, it makes perfect sense. You see, this new adventure farm, and I say adventure because it really is a business. And by all accounts, it's a small business. And like small businesses, they run into the same problems all business owners face. What are they going to do with marketing? How are they planning out their business? What strategies do they have? How are they going to bring in revenue, staffing, capital? I mean, you name it. They've got the same problems and pitfalls. A farm is a type of small business with all the same nuances, legal requirements, structures, and headaches that every other business has. And these guys, they're no different. They just happened to plan their big opening during the world's worst pandemic.
Hi, I'm Jody Prosser. My husband, Troy, and I, we are the owners of Barefoot Acres. We are an adventure farm here in Fountain Inn, providing a place for families of all ages, of all different adventure levels to come and just kind of get back to nature. If you want to come take a ride on our zip line, we have the Dual and the 4-4 Racing Zip Line. We have a tree-based ropes course. We have a picnic area. We invite you to pack a cooler, bring a lunch, bring some snacks and some water, and come and just hang out with us. Even if you're not doing any of the adventure side of it, I have a butterfly garden that you can walk through. I have 200 lavender plants that you can take a walk through as well. But we'd love to kind of bring families back to nature and everybody just kind of get back here to reconnect. We originally wanted to open back in April. That was our target date. And then we got shut down because we fell into the shared equipment recreation facility. So we were completely shut down.
Gotcha.
But that was just from, that's just from the adventure side. But the farm side, I was still working. I was coming out here every day. I was getting, you know, the flowers in the ground. Right. I was getting the sunflower plot ready to go. And it didn't stop me. And at first it was frustrating and it was kind of scary. Like, oh my gosh, what does that mean for us? I said, you know what? Let's take this opportunity and let's get the garden completely, well, let's just say 90% done, because it's never going to be completely done. I'm always planting.
Right.
But I said, let's just focus all of our energy on the garden. And then let's focus on getting, you know, just kind of from the adventure side, we ordered some extra gear just so that we can be extra safe. And we have plenty of gear that goes into rotation. So we don't have to worry about reusing gear, if that makes sense. We can set gear out, use it. When the guest is done, we clean it. We set it outside for Mother Nature to do her thing in cleaning it. But we have more gear for other guests that come in. So it at first was shocking and we were a little scared. I'm like, what's going to happen? But then we said, wait a second. I've come to realize that everything happens for a reason. So I took advantage of our shutdown to focus on the garden and get that ready to go. We could still have, I had a couple of my guides come in and help me in the garden because they were like, can we please come help you? I want to get out of my house. And I said, sure, we're outside. What better place to be than out in the sun, planting in dirt, getting dirty, come help me. So it's actually been, it's been great. It's the only interruption really was just opening up from the adventure side. But from the farm side, we haven't stopped working.
What's interesting when I talk to business owners is that many of them have done what Barefoot Acres Farm has done. When something, by no fault of your own, disrupts one of your revenue channels, then you use the time to focus on the channel that is working and redirect your resources. You know, we saw this when restaurants focused in on drive-through and delivery services instead of dine-in customers. And we are seeing this a lot with online or remote working. I just recently spoke to somebody that said their business is completely taking another look at the idea of a remote workforce. Interesting, right? You know, in 1935, there were 6.8 million farms. Today, that number has been cut by more than two-thirds to just over 2 million. And slightly more than half of the farms in the United States have annual farm sales under $10,000. Those are the numbers that are coming from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So why even start a quote-unquote farm business anyway?
When we bought this property a year ago, we were tossing around ideas of what to do with it. Do we want to just kind of sit on it for a little while? Do we want to eventually build out here? What do we want to do? And then last fall, end of summer last year, it was kind of like, there's no like little farms close to us where I can kind of go and get pumpkins and take the kids and just kind of hang out for a little bit. So that's where the idea really started to spiral. It was, okay, I want to do a farm. And Troy said, well, I want zip lines. And I said, well, I want a farm. He said, I want zip lines. And, well, how can we...
Battle Royale.
Right. So it really just came down to, why can't we put the two together? And seeing... Now, we're a blended family of seven kids.
Okay.
So it's kind of like we have... ages from my youngest, our almost 12-year-old twins, all the way up to 30. So, you know, it's like, what can we do? We have different adventure levels. We have different ages. What can we do? And we wanted to have a spot and be able to provide a place for families to come out of all ages, of all adventure levels, and just come and hang out with us. And that's where kind of the adventure farm came into play. And it was, we can do zip lines. We have this awesome space that we turned into our tree-based ropes course. And then we have the whole farm side of it where I have a flower garden with 200 lavender plants, 23 different varieties of roses, a butterfly garden.
Oh my God.
And then I have a little section of that is still being planted. I'm still working on it because quite honestly, with gardening and with flowers, it never ends. I'm always looking for more. But I want to have a spot where basically it's a U-pit garden. You can come through and kind of cut the lavender, cut the flowers. Obviously, things aren't ready this year because everything was just planted. But by next year, I'm hoping things will be more mature and ready to just kind of be in full bloom and to be cuttable. So people can come in, and if your family is doing the dual and the 44 racing zip lines and you don't want to do it, you can either sit in my butterfly garden and watch, or you can sit in our picnic area and watch.
You know, having the passion behind what you want to do for work, well,
I believe is critical. You know, these guys have figured it out. The guys at Barefoot Acres, they figured it out. I mean, what keeps someone up late at night doing work if they're not passionate about it? Or how about working on the weekend or even on your vacation? I have been guilty of all three. And you know what? Really, I don't even feel guilty about it. I mean, I was just doing what needed to be done. And I guess if you don't see it as work, then it's just a part of your life. And isn't that what life is sort of about? Doing the work you find enjoyable. I mean, there are actually scientific studies that prove doing work you love actually increases your lifespan. Well, that's kind of cool. So is the reverse true as well? Can you die an early death of the work you hate? You know, Japan has a word for it. It's called karoshi, death by overwork. But I'm sure Japan isn't the only country that has workers working too hard. I'm sure it happens everywhere. Even with the millions of people unemployed. You know, helping people in business and helping business owners is really important to me. And you know what? It's darn near critical that businesses get help. And businesses are stepping up. I mean, other agencies are trying to do whatever they can to help small business owners who are just strapped with resources and cash. You know, I recently made a quick call to the chamber and found out they've been doing something pretty ingenious.
We started a webinar series in March to kind of help small businesses through coronavirus. And so we connect our small business community with just all kinds of different leaders. So when CARES Act funding was a big priority, we brought on some people who would know some federal leaders, and then like SBDC, we've done so many of these, United Way, just to whatever questions people had, we wanted to connect them with the leaders who would know. Right. And so we've been doing that once a week for the past several months. And then we also have our coronavirus webpage, so to speak, with just all of the resources that a small business would need.
That's Megan Campbell, the Marketing and Communications Director at the Greenville Chamber, an organization trying to help businesses just like Barefoot Acres. If you haven't taken a look at what they're doing, you really need to visit the Chamber's website at greenvillechamber.org and pay special attention to their webinar series called Community Matters, a series of video conferences with experts right here in the area.
We continue to look for ways to strengthen our connection with the community. We can't do it solely through email.
Right.
We can't do it solely through social media. But we do have various levers at our disposal. And so, how do we pull each lever? When do we pull it, and what have you, in order to get really the same message out?
That's current president and CEO Carlos Phillips. He's the guy in charge of running the Greenville Chamber, and they have a lot of things on the horizon. If you're still on the fence about being a member, don't be. The information they are putting out there for Greenville businesses is for everyone. You don't have to be a member to get the information from the website or participate in their webinars. I think Carlos has been there for about 4 years and counting, and they have learned and helped the community in so many ways.
So our paradigm has shifted a bit. While our priority is servicing our members, we feel that we are helping the broader business community.
Right.
So our membership is about 1,800 businesses. But there are over 30,000 businesses in Greenville County. If we just focus on those 1,800 members, our economy's screwed.
Right.
So we've broadened, and it's been a lot of healthy and engaging dialogue on how we do that. But our real obligation is to the business business community. So we'll have members and non-members register for this Community Matters. And that's one of the things I think makes it so great as well. It's up to us to earn your membership. Right. That shouldn't be your responsibility. That's on us.
There's so much more to Barefoot Acres than what's in this episode, and I would encourage you to hear more from Jody by listening to season number 2 and episode number 2 of the Farmers Market podcast, Soaring the Skies at Barefoot Acres Adventure Farm. So far, we are learning a lot from different businesses in the area, but there's one thing we haven't really touched on, and that's the legal ramifications of owning and operating a business here in Greenville. Next time on the Greenville Small Business Podcast, you'll learn why the connection between Perry Mason, Reuben Sandwiches, a paper route, and a man named Lyle made all the difference for this Greenville attorney.
I also created a checklist of here are kind of the top handful of things that I've noticed that go wrong unless you sit someone down and say, you got to think a little bit outside the box from how you live your daily life.
Thanks for listening to the Greenville Small Business Podcast. If you're a business in the Greenville County or surrounding county area and you would like to be on the show, shoot me an email at greenvillesmallbusiness@gmail.com or go to the website, greenvillesmallbusiness.com. We would love to hear from you. Please like, comment, share, or subscribe. Thank you so much for listening. But can I ask you a big favor? Can you share this episode with at least 3 people you know? That's it, just 3 people. Of course, we would love for you to sponsor the show, and we have a way for you to do that, but at a minimum, let's help each other. Can you share with at least 3 of your friends? Because we know you like to help people as much as we do. My name is Stephen Holt, and I'll see you next time.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback.